Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Did you know that on your journey with God, sometimes you've just got to let some stuff go? Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost. I'm here today to boost your faith with ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. Well, we're looking at the life of Jacob. And if you're just joining us for the first time, Jacob had a twin brother called Esau. Esau was the eldest brother. Jacob was the second born. They came out very similar in time, but yeah, Esau got out first. Now, in ancient Eastern culture, the firstborn son always inherited everything. That when the father died, the firstborn son basically became like the new dad, looked after everybody else. So inheritances all went to the firstborn son, and then it was that firstborn son's responsibility to take care of the rest of the family. In the modern Western world, especially in Australia, often if someone dies and they've got maybe a big farm or a property, they'll divide it up amongst their kids equally and fairly. Well, that's not what used to happen in the Old Testament times. But, you know, Jacob was a second-born son, and yet God blessed Jacob more than Esau. The Bible says, Esau I have hated, but Jacob I have loved. And so God favored Jacob, and we've been talking about why. What did Jacob do that really brought the blessing of God to his life? It wasn't just the foreknowledge and the choice of God. It was also the choices that Jacob made. He made himself available to be blessed by God. And here towards the end of the account of Jacob's life, we see in Genesis chapter 35 that, you know, Jacob and his family, his wives and his children, they're on this journey. And the Lord said to Jacob, arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there and make an altar there to God who appeared to you when you fled from the face of Esau, your brother. And the Bible says, Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, put away the foreign gods that are among you and purify yourselves and change your garments. So God speaks to Jacob and says, hey, you're going to go on a journey. I want you to come up to Bethel. I want you to come to a new place. I've got something in mind for you. I've got something for you there. And interesting that Jacob then says to his household, put away the foreign gods that are among you. I think Jacob would have looked at his family and just realized, well, these guys have collected some stuff on this journey. We've been in a foreign land, we've been in a different land, and they've accumulated stuff, you know, stuff from the world had got on them. And if we're honest with ourselves as Christians, sometimes stuff can get on us, you know, and that can happen every day, just hanging around people and just being in this world, watching the news. Maybe you're watching TV and something comes on you didn't really want to see, or you talk to someone and they tell you some stuff you didn't really want to hear, or maybe even we listen to music and you just sort of feel a bit wrong afterwards, you know. John Wesley used to pray for hours every day. Great revivalist, John Wesley, shook Britain and North America for the gospel. And someone said to him once, Mr. Wesley, why do you pray so much? You know, you pray hours every day. And he said, well, because every day I leak. And how true it is. So the stuff of this world can get on us. And so Jacob's saying to his family, get rid of the foreign gods, get rid of all the stuff, purify yourselves. Now, there's a New Testament application of this. Jesus said in the book of Matthew chapter 5, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So for us, it's not a case of having physical gods and idols that we accumulate in our lives, but in our hearts, we can accumulate stuff. We can carry stuff in our heart. It can be resentment, unforgiveness, worldly thinking, yeah, idolatry in our hearts that we're craving for things which are not in the Bible. And the key is this, you've got to purify your heart. Now, how do you purify your heart? Well, it's simple. First John says this, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So a purification in the New Testament is confessing your sins, saying, Jesus, wash me in your blood again. I want to know you again, Lord God. Well, you already know him, but I want to be clean again. I want to be forgiven again. And God, forgive me for anything I've accumulated in my heart. Now, that's between you and the Holy Spirit. If you spend time in the Word of God, if you spend time in the presence of God in prayer or in a church service where God is moving and speaking, God will show you things sometimes. He'll bring things to mind. You'll realize, oh, yeah, I've got to let go of this. I've got to let go of that. Sometimes it's even a relationship. You've got to let go of a relationship. You just know it's not right. You just know it's not from God. But as we purify ourselves and purify our hearts by confessing our sins to God, he is faithful and just to forgive us. And in our spiritual eyes, you and I can see God just like Jacob saw God when he went on his journey.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.